The sport of boxing, floored by years of scandal, confusion, and mediocre fighters, tried to get up off the canvas last night. The venue, New York's venerable Madison Square Garden, the boxers, Roy Jones Jr. and Joe Calzaghe. For Jones, it was an attempt to reclaim the mythical title he once owned as the world's best fighter, pound for pound. For Calzaghe, it was a chance to stay perfect. He'd never lost in 45 bouts. NPR's Mike Pesca was ringside.
The New York City crowd had an accent last night, thick as hasty pudding, as Englishmen and Welshmen took advantage of a weak dollar against the pound to see what they hoped would be a weak American get pounded by UK Sporting Personality of the Year, Super Joe Calzaghe. Neither the partisans nor the pugilists see what's coming in the first round, however. A right-left combo by Jones and Calzaghe is down. Afterwards, he laughed it off.
Well, you don't really, you know, when you get put on the floor, you know, there's a bit of a shock, but everybody can go on the floor. But it's how you recover, that's what matters.
Jones, too, was trying to recover, to recapture the aura of fear he inspired during the 1990s when he was named Boxer of the Decade. Back then, an invitation to fight Roy Jones Jr. was like asking a light heavyweight, hey, you want a loss on your record and the bruises that go with it? Boxing, a sport where a momentary slip could land a fighter in the hospital, was just too easy for Jones. He once played a game of minor league basketball the day of a title defense. Eddie Goldman, a member of the Boxing Writers Association of America, says the dual sport doubleheader didn't even faze Jones.
He was just trying to give a statement, and he won that fight very handily. That, to me, showed arrogance and brilliance rolled into one.
What caught up with Jones wasn't arrogance, but age and bad luck. Three successive losses in 2003 and 2004, followed by some tune-ups and a semi-impressive win against the formerly dangerous Felix Trinidad. Then came Calzaghe, the 36-year-old who's never lost, but then again he fought out of Cardiff, Wales. That at least was the knock on Calzaghe, a good fighter who piled up victories against gentle opponents. But in the last few years, Calzaghe's speed and conditioning became undeniable. He had cemented himself on the list of best pound-for-pound fighters, a list that 10 years ago had the name Roy Jones Jr. in indelible ink. Round two. Calzaghe has shaken off his knockdown and is firing away quick combos that Jones has no answer for. The power behind Calzaghe's punches has been questioned by some. They call him Cal Slappy. So maybe Jones isn't being swarmed by hornets, but by flies. Still, he can't swat them away. Rounds three through six, more of the same. Jones, arms up, absorbing hits, throwing fewer punches than Calzaghe lands. The crowd's favorite chant, Wales, 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 could mean not the country, but the verb as Calzaghe wails on Jones. Round seven, a cut opens above Jones's left eye. The white tape on both fighters' gloves turns pink. For five rounds after the cut, Jones soldiers on. His spirit is willing, but flesh is weak, or just mortal. There's few who wouldn't suffer from the kind of assault Calzaghe delivered, says Gareth Jones of BBC Wales, who has seen more than 40 of Calzaghe's fights.
I certainly think that by the time you got to the sixth or seventh round, Roy Jones looked a very old man. Joe Calzaghe throws so many punches, the pressure is relentless. He gets accused of pitter-pat punches, but they're there, they're in your face, and they're accumulative in their effect.
Afterwards, Calzaghe hints at retirement. Jones is a press conference no-show. It was eight very good rounds of boxing in a bout that went 12. It is now clear that Roy Jones Jr. gave his sport 15 great years in a career that went 20. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.